Blog Talk Radio.
Your mind is really not designed to solve problems. It's actually your connection with God and the wisdom of the universe that brings you the answers that actually make a difference in your life. So that's why this show was created. And today I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest. I just love her so much. So I will allow Elizabeth to introduce her marvelous self and tell you how fabulous she truly is. Are you ready, Elizabeth?
I don't know what I can say after that, boy. No pressure, no pressure or anything. I've got to tell you how marvelous and amazing I am and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. And I love you, too, by the way.
Well, good.
Well, I'm Elizabeth Sadu, and let's see, it's always really fun to see what's going to come out for my introduction whenever I'm on your show, because it always seems to be shifting and changing, which is perfect, right, in our world, how our new earth. Let's see, so I'm basically retired from the regular kind of human life, you could say, that. And what I've realized is that I'm letting go of some things, like, for instance, I'm letting go of my website, which was a little bit of a challenge, but then I actually was feeling some relief around it, like, oh, okay, so that's kind of old earth stuff, and so that was actually felt really good. So what I'm doing is I'm retired, but I've been feeling called to still share my gifts with the world, and doing it in a way that's just gifting to humans. So I can still be found on Facebook, and that's Elizabeth Mataji, Mataji Sadhu, Sadhu. I would love to connect with anyone. If you wanted to friend me and I don't know who you are, I love it when people write me a message to say, hi, I heard you, or I feel drawn to you, or whatever. Something like that is really fun. And I can be found that way. I am the Angelic Ambassador of Joy. And amongst other things, different titles have kind of come to me over the years: cosmic consultant, life guide, warrior goddess of light, life transformationist. just to name some of them. I'm very, I know, it's like keeps going on. Well, I am going to turn 58 in a few weeks, so I guess I get to have a few titles in my vast amount of years, right? And I'm just so delighted being on the show with Barbara Grace. We always have such a good time, and we laugh a lot. And I've noticed every time we're together, we just seem to, it seems to get more and more fun and more powerful, like this amazing kind of healing we do together feels really, really delightful and very divine, you could say. So anyway, I am just in love and life and dancing a lot. In fact, I was telling Barbara Grace beforehand that I needed to be done. My husband and I need to leave the house right at 10:30, which is Pacific time, because we're going off to a dance weekend where we're going to dance all weekend. So there you go. That's part of my fun. And you'll be happy to know that part of what I do, I made up this dance called dolphin dancing. Which I don't think I've ever really shared with you before, Barbara Grace, but I feel like I am a dolphin. And so one day, several years ago, I started doing this dance where I'm kind of, it's part of when I'm dancing my regular dancing, and I started doing this kind of wiggling back and forth and going up and down and wiggling at the same time. And I noticed that sometimes people will kind of imitate what I'm doing, and all of a sudden it came to me, oh my gosh, it's dolphin dancing. And so now I'm known for my dolphin
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, that's the long story, although 58 years, there's a lot more going on, but we won't burden you because it could take a few hours here.
Well, that was wonderful. Well, thank you for giving them just a taste of your extraordinary way of life.
Oh, thank you, honey.
All right. Well, if you are ready, we will go to our first caller.
Yay.
And our first caller is from area code 4477. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Deep, as in deep water.
Okay.
Okay.
And what can we do for you today, Deep?
Can I ask a question? What kind of question? Can I ask a psychic question or are they angel reading kind of question?
You can ask whatever the question is.
Right. So I wanted to know, when do you see me getting into a serious love relationship, leading into a potential marriage?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. So Deep, tell me, are you from India?
I am originally from India, that's right, yes, but I'm settled in the UK.
Lovely. So Barbara, am I supposed to go first, or how are we doing this?
You always go first. You're the guest, remember?
Oh, right. Okay. Just checking. Okay. Deep, let's see. So my angels are telling me that we don't like to predict anything because although we may know something that's coming right up, it can shift rapidly. And so they say that what happens is they might predict something, and then as a human we get set on that path, and then we're not open to the flow of it. And then things shift, because that's the world. The world is rapidly changing. Our new earth is so rapidly changing. So they have a question for you. How much do you love yourself?
Much more than what I used to last few years, because I've been in a bad relationship, an abusive relationship, and I've come out of it. I have done the healing process, and I'm starting to get back to what I was before I entered into the relationship.
Excellent. Excellent. So just so you know, my angels are very demonstrative in terms of they love to shake their, they have pom-poms. Do you know what pom-poms are? Like cheerleaders? And
yes,
they love to shake. Yes, yes. So they love, they're shaking their pom-poms for you, saying yay, yay deep. Excellent. So, okay, so let's see what message they want to share for you. Dear Deep, we love it that is your name, because you are truly a very deep, 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 deep person. And we delight in hearing that you recognize that self-love is a beautiful journey and is healing. And they say it's also a constant healing, because as humans in this life, there is just so much going on, and there can be little things that you feel like perhaps are a setback, like maybe something happens at your work and it makes you feel bad. And they're saying that's not a setback so much as it's a learning, and it's another time and opportunity to heal yourself. And so, you know, they're saying that they recognize this doesn't seem to have much to do with getting into a relationship and leading to marriage, but it's actually extremely integral. I can't even say that word, but anyway, it's very important, let's say, to you,
yeah,
you know, getting into a relationship that loving yourself, seeing yourself as this most amazing light being, as this profound human, and they're suggesting, and they love to suggest this to people, they're suggesting that when you look in the mirror, that you really recognize, look in your eyes and say, I love you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you are awesome. Look at yourself in the mirror and do it every day. If you can even only do it for like a second a day, they're saying try that to start, and then build up a little bit. And what they're saying is that as you do this and you see the amazingness of you and you love the amazingness of you, that what will happen is you are a magnet. You are a magnet now, but as you focus on yourself, and it's not in a narcissistic kind of way, it's in a very loving and healing kind of way. As you focus on yourself and loving yourself and seeing yourself as amazing, then you will attract that most amazing partner for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a whole world of sense. Thank you.
Excellent. Barbara Grace.
Okay, Dee, do you know what you're looking for? Do you know what kind of qualities you want to have in your life partner?
Yes, I do. I have that in mind. I have a clear picture in mind.
Okay. I want you to write it down, because writing it down works on your mind in a different way. They're saying it helps to clarify that. So they're showing me, when I ask about, you know, a person, whether or not someone's going to be coming into their life, they usually show me an image of the person, although I don't see you because I don't actually know what you look like, but I see you, but it's, well, that I can't make that make sense, so I'm just going to leave it alone. Anyway, they show me the person that I'm talking to, and they show me lights around them, like airplanes circling an airstrip waiting to land. That's what it always brings into my mind. But it's basically the person with light circling them, and they show me the number of life, and those are the number of people who are coming into your life as potential partners. You have three lights circling around you. So you are going to be meeting three different people who have the potential of being a partner for you, and you get to decide which one you want or don't want. And they're also showing me that one of them, she's got the red dot on her third eye, so I'm assuming that means that they're telling me she's from India. And one of them has fire red hair, so she's not from India. So those are going to be two of your choices. I don't know anything else about anybody else, but that's what they're showing me.
And then there's a third one as well, isn't it?
And yeah, but they're not showing me anything about the third one.
Right. And do I know one of the three characters? One of the three persons?
No.
Right.
You haven't met any of them yet.
Right.
But you will be meeting them soon.
Okay. Any timelines you're getting?
Oh, my guides do not do timelines. They refuse to do timelines.
So I told
you the time, then you wouldn't pay any attention to anything else because you'd be focused on that time. So they'll tell you soon. That's as much as they'll give you.
Okay, no
so it's
problem.
Nothing against you personally.
No, it's all right. Thank you then. Thanks, Barbara. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're
welcome. Do you have any questions about that?
No. Are you getting anything else about the two ladies you saw with dark hair and with the red hair?
Just that they're both wonderful, loving kind of people. So it depends on whether you want someone who is from your culture or if you are looking for someone outside of your culture, or I don't know how flexible you are about all of that.
I'm open to all cultures. My main thing is that I want someone I can connect with at a spiritual level.
I see that they both seem to be very wonderful, loving, beautiful people filled with light. So I don't think that there will be any problem with any kind of a spiritual connection with either one of them. It's just a matter of what kind of adventure you want to create for your life, you know.
Right. And would I meet all three of them around the same time or would it be spaced out?
It'll probably be spaced out. I think the two that they're showing me, you're probably going to meet pretty close to each other. But it won't be, you know, at the exact same moment or anything like that. And the other one, it'll be a little further behind. But just get to know them and have fun with them and laugh and enjoy, you know, life and go with what feels right from your heart. Because you'll know.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful day.
And you as well. Thank you. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet. Take care.
And
thanks
you.
For
thanks,
calling.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 315.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. What can we do for you?
Well, Brenda, or Barbara, I mean, gave me a healing during the week because I was pretty down and out, and it has to do with my boyfriend. And basically, I was wondering if you see that it's healing, that we're healing, basically.
Are your relationship is healing? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, because like a lot of very sensitive subjects have come up. And I just wanted to know, like, if you think that what I've been saying to him is helping him feel.
Okay, I'm having slightly bit of a hard time understanding what you're saying. I don't know if you're on speakerphone at your end, but it's a little bit challenging for me. So you said something about wondering if what you said to him was what?
If it's helping him heal, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is Elizabeth, in case you didn't know that already. And what I'm getting is that the angels are saying it's really not your business, that his path is his path and your path is your path, even though you may be together, you each are on your own path. So it's not your job to heal him. It's not your job to even worry about, you know, saying whatever is healing. It's your job to live to your truth and be in your heart. And that, yes, that may be a side effect of that is, you know, it may promote healing for him, certainly. So does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm just concerned about you know, like I said, a lot of topics have come up the last couple days, and I'm worried about him.
You're worried about him?
Yeah.
And you're worried about, so the angels are showing me, one of the things they've liked to encourage humans to do is, if you feel concern about someone, wrap them in a love blanket.
Okay.
So you can imagine, one of the things they also suggest is they do something they call enfolding, and you can imagine angels' wings enfolding. You can do it for yourself, but you can do it for anyone. So you imagine these angel wings that are the most lovely, comforting, soft, plush, just about the most lovely feeling imaginable, enfolding you in this beautiful, safe, peaceful, healing hug. So you can do that for anyone, including yourself. They want me to be sure you know you can do that for yourself. And so they, you know, it's kind of, I like to call it, and they've shown me, they call it a love blanket. You can also create a little space, let's say on top of your dresser, for instance, where you create a little sacred space where you can put photos, or you don't even have to have photos. You could have something that would be kind of representative. Let's say someone you're concerned about really loves horses. So let's say you have a little picture of a horse or a little statuary, you know, of a horse. And then, you know, this is an opportunity for you to kind of tune in and figure out what might feel really loving. So maybe you put a flower, maybe you put a crystal, you know, it could be anything. And you create this sacred space where it's not you healing them, it's you sending them love, basically, and holding them in a love space in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense to you, kind of the difference between the two things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Well, I thank you for that.
You bet.
We had a few bad days, but I believe in faith, so.
Yeah. It can be hard when you're in the middle of it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Annette, what I'm getting, the first thing I was getting was that it was not your responsibility, just like Elizabeth said. You are not responsible for healing him. It is not your job. It is not your duty. It is not something you should be worried about. It's just not yours. Now, the person that you should be concerned about is you.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you have become aware that you need to let go of as a result of what's been going on?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What is it?
Well, basically, we both have our past is pretty much haunting us, both of our exes. You know, we haven't let go of the exes. And I spoke to him about going to counseling together, you know, so it's basically out in the open, so he can hear what I've been through and vice versa.
And is he willing to do that?
He hasn't gotten back to me yet. It was this morning. So, you know,
okay.
Even if he chose not to do it together, you know, I'm willing to do it for myself because I know that I'm holding a lot from my past. You know, it was a very abusive ex, and things come up. And he hasn't gotten over his ex. but she doesn't want nothing to do with him. You know, she doesn't want nothing to do with him after 2 years. And, you know, I pretty much said to him, how long are you going to hold out for this when it's not going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, guidance is saying they want you to do what's right for you, even if he's not willing to do anything for himself. And if it ends up that you evolve and become more centered in love within your heart, then you may find that he is not the right person to have in your life, in which case it will be perfectly okay for you to move on to someone else. So they just want you to always do what is right for you, to recognize what is right for you, to recognize that you have the right to have a good life.
Right. Right. Well, he's very positive, actually, compared to what I am. So, you know, it's really hard now that he's kind of removed from, you know, seeing him. So it's very hard because he was so positive, but then all of a sudden, when everything was going so positive for us, this task creeped up on him, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what happens, because you can't actually hide from your own thoughts, your own beliefs. They're going to come back, and they're going to bite you in the butt. So you have to learn the lessons. You have to deal with it. And if he's not ready to learn the lessons or deal with it, then he's not the right person for you to have in your life.
Right. Okay, honey. Well, I appreciate your time, ladies. I know you got other callers, but I do feel a little bit better, Barbara, from last week. I'm still working on it.
I'm glad. Yeah, that'll keep working on you until it's actually cleared out. So you're still in the process.
Right. And I appreciate it.
You
and
take
it's actually
care of
working
you,
on
Annette.
Him, too, as much as he's willing to let it.
Okay. Well, I'll try to get through them and see how we, which way we go. You know, if he wants to go together or go separate or not at all, you know.
So. Yeah. Well, you do what's best for you.
I will.
Yeah, take care of you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for calling.
Much love.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Come on, computer. I'm on computer. Yay. All right. Our next caller is from area code 412. Hi, who's this?
This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I just wondered if you saw anything in my future that might be a change, because I was hoping to get into some new relationships with my creative work and even my romance area.
Okay.
Well, I... Okay. Let's see what I'm getting.
Oh.
So... Jan, do you feel, this is Elizabeth, by the way, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you feel, has there anything been calling you? I mean, have you had inklings of little things and you weren't sure, or you maybe ignored them even?
I have guys who are friends with me that I keep in touch with, but it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere through different situation, like some toxicity with harassing friends that they have or whatever. But as far as my creative work, I was thinking of contacting a few of the screenwriters, because I was trying to get into screenwriting, to see if they might want to be a mentor or even co-write music or, you know, screenwriting. So I've been pursuing that part of it more.
Gotcha. Okay, the angels are saying, what is your goal?
My goal would be to be successful, like with either the screenplay or music, because I'm retired right now, and I have a little bit of a salary coming in, but just to, you know, increase that. And if possible, be able to share my life with someone that's compatible, let me put it that way.
Gotcha.
Well,
I don't know why, they're kind of diving deeper into what your motivation, I guess they want you to talk a little bit more about, you know, what's your motivation, it's like they're showing me there's these layers of blankets. So they're wanting you to peel back these blankets and throw them aside. And they're saying that there's like a, and they're saying they're not even totally sure if you know exactly what it is, but they're wanting you to peel the blankets back, or you could call it the peel the onion or whatever, that there's some deeper need or deeper motivation. And so they'd like, if you could take a moment here and just imagine, like, take a blanket off, see what that is, take a next blanket off, and take them off. In fact, let's take a moment right now with you and see what comes to you.
Okay. You mean as far as taking the blanket?
So like, yeah, peel a blanket back. And you could even say, oh, I see it's a purple blanket. Or oh, yeah, that's ambition. Or, you know, whatever. And it's basically anything that comes to you.
Okay, the first would be self-confidence and to build my self-image because of a little bit of harassment I've been going through. And I've been through some abuse in my life with my parents or my mother when I was younger. And then I'm always sensitive when people, are very critical. And fortunately, that part is starting to, I'm starting to cover it with another blanket, that part of my life, because it seems like they're out of the picture right now and I'm starting to speak up. And the other part is, as I'm uncovering it, I think I'm uncovering growth and potential and maybe socializing with people. I mean, everybody that meets me, oh, she's really nice and, you know, I really like you and I enjoy being around you. But I think it would be something deeper through the kind of plays that I want to write and the kind of songs I want to write are more deeper. So I guess I could show my true feelings through that way.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking for a relationship or are you looking for some creative outlet?
I am kind of looking for both, if it's possible, maybe even to meet somebody in a creative field that I could share some of my creativeness with. I tend to get in with a lot of people who are very, it's only what they want and they never consider, you know, what I'm interested in or always very controlling. So I thought it would be nice that if, that I could maybe co-write with them or just share some of my talents.
So that's actually perfect because what I was hearing very clearly is that right now they're showing me that you're to do this by yourself.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying for you to do it and to do it to completely and absolutely please yourself.
Okay.
That you're flowing from your heart and that you're whether you're writing songs or screenplays or whatever, that you are really focused on this love that you have and that you're doing it only for your complete enjoyment and pleasure for yourself. And they're saying that this, what will happen is as this builds and grows and as you find the value in this and as you see the value in yourself and as you feel really, you'll feel this kind of a happy glow, this satisfaction, that you will connect with some other creatives. But they're saying that it's almost like you just really need to focus for yourself right now. And even, you know, you had said something about, oh, that you end up, the other person is whatever, stronger or whatever it is. You know, it's like it's time for you to really bust out and do your own creative work. If that's what you really feel called to do, but it's for you. And then you become, I don't know if you were hearing earlier, but I was saying that you become like a magnet then for similar energy. And then as the more immersed you get in really appreciating and loving the work you do and loving yourself as a result of that also, then you will attract beings who will be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't respect yourself and you don't honor yourself and you don't see the value in you, then who the hell is going to do it, right?
Yes.
You got to do it for you first. You know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's true.
And they're saying, yeah, they're saying, you know what, don't worry about a partner right now. That will come when it's the perfect divine time. That right now it's about you, and it's about you focusing on your creative process for you.
Okay.
Like, give yourself a giggle. Give yourself a warm fuzzy, you know, whatever. And if you find yourself judging it, just kind of say, okay, I see that, and then let it float away. Like, imagine it's a little cloud and it's just floating on by. Okay, I see that, float away.
Okay.
You know, because it's so easy for us to be hard on ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know it. Okay, so you're going to write yourself some lovely, fuzzy, warm, funny words and, you know, whatever, songs and screen, whatever it is, you know.
And
you're going to find the joy in it. And as you find the joy, you will attract.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for being there for us.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Barbara Grace.
And don't hang up because we haven't finished with you yet.
Okay, no, that's great. I just didn't want to take up too much time here. Okay.
No, don't even worry. You get all the time that is perfect. So,
So Jan, one of the things that I do is a method called Infinity Healing, and it's this wonderful method that helps people to change. And they're telling me my guidance is telling me to do some infinity healing with you and to install some truth in you. And when these truths are installed, then everything that is not in alignment with those truths will dissolve in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, there's something else I'm supposed to say. Don't know what it was. All right. So we are going to do that. And anyone else who is listening who is also wanting to install these truths, they can say yes as well. It will work on them too. This will also work on your relatives and your close friends and anyone else who's willing to accept it. All right. So I am now activating the Infinity Healing Energy. And if you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Take a nice deep breath. That's the other thing. There's a lot of breathing involved in this. So when I tell you to take deep breaths, take deep breaths. That's a way of opening up and allowing this energy in. All right. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your life is a fun adventure and you are always in your power? If so, say
yes. Yes. Oh, definitely.
Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are thankful for your life and the lessons that you have learned? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that every person is who or what they have chosen to be, including you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Let's take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that every person has the right and the power to be responsible for their choices and their creations, including you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you can clearly see all of your goals achieved? If so, say yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, and this next one is a long one, but it's got a lot of stuff in there, and it's going to be basically changing everything in your life. So, just giving you a little warning. Okay. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are now choosing to be powerful, loving, wise, kind, caring, sharing, abundant, authentic, honest, strong, compassionate, magnificent, expressive, passionate, feeling, grateful, self-confident, creative, and in action in your own life? If so, say yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, three nice deep, deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel?
Good, good, refreshed. I kind of feel a little different, you know, but hopeful, I guess, is the word.
Well, infinity healing works by connecting whoever is accepting it directly with God, Source, the universe, whatever name you want to use. And once you start this, once you have said yes,
mm-hmm.
you have given permission for this to continue to run this energy through you until whatever issues are keeping you from being what we said was the truth
mm-hmm.
is on. So this can take days, it can take weeks, it can take months. It depends on how many of those lovely little blankets you've been covering yourself up with, because it's going to take all that stuff off.
Oh, wonderful.
So you're on your way.
Good, good. I definitely needed that because I do feel that it's going to be a slow process, but one that I am determined to achieve, so.
Well, as long as you set goals and you have something to measure how your life is changing so that you can see that it's actually working, then that makes it work even faster. So the more you
yes.
can recognize the changes that are occurring, the faster the changes can occur.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more mindful and journal, and I'll be attending some creative classes in school, so I think that that's going to help a lot also.
Wonderful. Yeah, and anytime you're not clear on whatever it is that's going on, you can ask your guidance to bring you clarity. They are
okay.
always ready to do that. So good luck. I mean, I don't need to say good luck because you've got lots of luck. Happy life. Yeah, I like that one better.
Have fun.
Well,
have
thank
fun
you so
too.
Very much. This was very helpful.
Awesome.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 570. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara. Hello, Elizabeth. This is DC.
Hi.
I knew that area code looked familiar. Hi, DC.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I had to jump on because I just read about your guest, and in your, you know, like the little description, it said, are you ready to have some fun? And I'm always ready to have some fun.
That's
so I with you guys. And, you know, I think I have a kick-ass sense of humor as well. And I just
there
wanted to see if you guys have any. Yeah, really awesome. And it's very nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
Nice to meet you too, DC.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. And I love
so,
Barbara. one of my favorite people. She's like
me too.
An amazing lady. They got me on my journey, so I'm just, this is such a blessing. And I feel, just from the last caller, I feel like I'm just like walking on clouds here, because that infinity healing was, oh my gosh, amazing.
I know. Isn't that fun to be able to share? I always say yes to everything, so.
yeah, me too. I can get you in trouble, I guess, but I'm with you, you know? My husband always says, you know, as long as you don't get arrested, I guess it's okay. So if we're not going to get arrested, I'm game.
Well, great.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So
oh my gosh. But
I want
to know if you guys have any messages for me today. I'm really excited.
Oh, okay. Let's see. You know, it's funny. This is Elizabeth, and I'm sitting here in my little corner. My husband and I live very, very pretty small, like less than 700 square feet, and we love our space, and we've created this nice little kind of oasis, you could say. So I have, we have a pretty decent sized bedroom. So my husband has kindly given me kind of this little strip corner of the room that's my own space. And so when you said, do I have any messages, I all of a sudden had this image of all my little, I have all these little beings, and they're telling me I have to describe it to you. But it was like they all started dancing for you. So I recently found a little stuffed animal. So it's like my elephant. So it's like my little Ganesha. I have a pig. I have several pigs because I love pigs. So I have various and sundry little pigs around. I have, I have Bert, Ernie, and Grover. And I have Olivia the pig. I don't know if you've ever met Olivia. She is a fabulous diva pig.
Yes,
I even have a Marilyn Monroe doll, kind of like a Barbie doll. And I have to laugh because I would never let my daughter have Barbies. But this is an actual Marilyn Monroe doll that my husband found at a yard sale. And he told me he was going to take it apart and do something with it. And I was so appalled that he ended up giving it to me for my birthday. So she's there, and she's very styling there in the corner. And I've got Archangel Michael, and then I've got a little thing that came to me recently, a white fuzzy bear, angel bear, with little angel wings. And his name is Little Boo.
Beautiful.
And I have a coin. Anyway, you get the feeling of what I've got surrounding me.
Yeah,
and
it's
all
awesome.
Of a sudden,
you have a party going on.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they all start just dancing for you. So I don't know if you like to dance, but maybe that's part of the message.
Well, I get silly attached. I turn the radio on and I just jump around like a crazy person. My own form of dancing, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely.
Let's tune in and see if there's something, if there's more there from them. They are shaking their pom-poms, and these particular pom-poms they're using just for you, they are saying, they have sparkles in them, and they are showing me kind of a silver and purple and turquoise pom-poms with lots of sparkles. And as they're shaking them, they're shaking sparkles all over you, all over your house, your husband, and just like covering you with these love sparkles. They're saying, we love that you have a kick-ass sense of humor, and we love it that you called in. So, okay, do you guys have a message for her? Well, I don't know. I'll just start talking. Basically, they're just showing me they want you to continue to have fun and to not take things too seriously. I know for myself, I do have a good sense of humor, and then I can also go down the path where I take things very seriously. And so this is probably a good reminder for me also. They're saying, yes, it is. Okay, thank you very much. And that for both of us not to take things too seriously.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I'm a highly sensitive, you know, empath. And so mm-hmm. I just kind of feel things. And so sometimes I have to remind myself, I'll say to myself, is this mine? And then often I'll get, it's not mine. So then it's like, okay, put a little protection around myself. Let me release that. I don't need to take that on. So I don't know if you have any of that where you're have times where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I don't know what's going on. Do you consider yourself to be highly sensitive or empathic, or have you gone down that path? You know, check that out.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know exactly
yes.
what I'm talking about then. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things, okay, now they're showing me the green Jell-O. So they love to recommend that you imagine, that you take the green Jell-O and you imagine yourself surrounded in green Jell-O. And they're saying this can be really beneficial when you're going out in public. Let's say you're going shopping or you're going maybe even to a party or whatever where you might. I know for myself, I tend to be very sensitive to people I'm close to, and it's easy for me to take on that their energy. But I also am careful when I go out in public. So they're saying the green Jell-O is really nice because you can still see through it. It's green,
mm-hmm.
so it's a very healing color. But then the energy comes to the green Jell-O and bounces right off and just goes out
okay.
into infinity, okay? So it's like your kind of protective device. And anyway, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's really cool. Very cool.
Okay, so they're saying keep having fun, but don't take all of it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, that's
nothing
awesome.
Profound. They feel like you're just really on your nice path, and that the really the reason you called in was because, like you said earlier, you just wanted to laugh a little bit and enjoy
yes,
a couple of kindred spirits.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. That was totally amazing.
Barbara,
thank
great.
You so much. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm just going to let them flow and tell you exactly what they want to tell you, because I kept giving
okay.
me all these hints while Elizabeth was talking, but I'm just going to let them say it. Beloved one, you already know. We already know exactly how we feel about you. You already know who you are. You already know what you're creating in your life. We want you to keep remembering that you already know. We know that sometimes when you are dealing with other people and their issues, problems, catastrophes, dramas, that it tugs at your heart because you want everybody's life to be wonderful. You want everybody's life to be perfect. You want everybody to be happy. We want you to not give up on allowing yourself to connect with others, but let go of the need to fix them. Mm-hmm. We want you to realize that they're not broken, that their lives are absolutely perfect, no matter how chaotic they happen to be. Everybody needs something different in order to move forward in their lives. Some people need to attract into their lives the worst possible circumstances before they can wake up and say, this isn't what I want. And they can start creating what they desire. So you don't need to fix anyone, ever. And as long as you just give them love, then they're fine. Because love is the most beautiful, wonderful, and powerful gift that anyone can give to anyone, including themselves. So love yourself and realize that everyone is exactly how they need to be. And you just love them and give them the messages that you are guided to give them. And then you let it go. You don't hang on to any of it. It's not your stuff. we know that sometimes this part is difficult for you because you are so giving, so loving, that we want you to start giving to yourself. Give yourself the freedom to just be you and to allow God to work on everybody else as they need. So that's your new challenge, your new choice. And if you choose to accept it, your life will just get better and better and better. And we know that you deserve that because you are so wonderful, so loving, and we do so enjoy working with you, being with you, laughing with you, dancing with you. And it is not just jumping around. You are dancing. Be well. We love you. Okay.
Oh, thank
you. That's what they wanted to tell
you. Oh, that was... And it's right on target. I mean, I have been finding myself, you know, lately, you know, like connecting to so many people that, like you said, they're not, you know, they're perfectly fine, and they've just got to go through some, you know, different things to learn some lessons. And it did get like a little bit overwhelming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was by spirit as well. Like, you know, I do give a little bit too much, you know, and I do forget myself at times. And one of my funny guides came in again, Joan Rivers, and she just said, you know, it's time to be a little biatch and just care about you. You know, I'm like, well, at least she didn't curse, you know. She doesn't curse, okay.
She's
because,
right.
Yeah,
so
yes.
Funny.
Yeah, well, she's a character because I wasn't lightening up and I was just trying too hard, and I think my family sent her to just, you know, like really get me to laugh and, you know, just see things, you know, from a different perspective. So it's been amazing. But thank you, ladies, so much. And I'm going to stay on the call and listen. And this is like so, it's so awesome.
DC, I have another thing that came to me while Barbara Grace was speaking.
Okay.
Earlier this week, my guides and angels gave me this little practice, which I think will speak to you. And they said, you can be sitting, standing, sitting on your heels, whatever. You can make it more yogic, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. But to put your hands together, your palms together in prayer pose, and raise it above your head. And they called it the lightning rod for love.
Wow,
so
thank
like you.
It's
like you're turning your body into a lightning rod for love. And what they told me is that you're feeling your whole being, and they said they showed me like this huge giant tube of toothpaste, like they get squirting into your being and filling every pore and every cell with this love. And they said,
beautiful.
Then what happens? Isn't that lovely? And then they said, what happens?
It is.
It oozes out your feet, and as you heal and are getting peaceful and feeling that love within yourself, you're also giving it to Gaia, to our Mother Earth. And then as you walk, they showed me like a snail trail. They said then leaving like this snail trail, and then when others walk by and walk on that, they are getting it also.
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. I'm going to keep that one. That's great. I love it. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Totally amazed.
That was really fun. And I thought that would speak to you because really you're focusing, you're just being the lightning rod for love, right? And you're giving it to yourself first, and as you give it to yourself, it oozes out and is for Mama Earth and for all humans who pass by.
Oh, thank you so very much. I'm going to use that one. That is so beautiful.
Awesome.
Totally amazing.
Awesome. What a joy to meet you.
Yes, you too. And I've never met you, and I look forward, you know, to connecting again. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And you ladies
Many
have
blessings.
A wonderful afternoon. Thank you. Love and light.
Love and light.
And the same to you, DC.
Thank you, Barbara.
I'm not sure I can actually mute you because now my computer is doing weird stuff. Okay, now it's coming back to itself.
You know, it's probably me because when the computers go crazy whenever I'm around. It's my fault. On a honest to goodness. And Barbara knows from past experiences when I talk about stuff with a computer, correct? It just does it. So I don't, oh my goodness. That is so funny.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no, it's not coming back. It's gone. Okay, so
oh
it's
my
the three
goodness,
of us
I'm
because
sorry.
I can't mute you and I can't open anybody else up. It's not you. You
oh
didn't
my God.
Do it. It's
I guess we're not done yet.
You know what? We bet you, you know what we're going to do? We're going to blame Joan Rivers. It was Joan. She's not done having fun, I presume, you know? Oh, my gosh.
I know. I was going to say, I don't think we're done yet. So, oh, so they're showing me, they're telling me I'm supposed to do a chant right now. That will then bust things open. Get things moving,
okay.
So to speak. Okay?
Okay,
so which
great.
One? Okay, they're... Okay, well, which one, you guys? They're confusing me. I mean, no offense, guys, but it's like, which one is it? Okay, they're saying both. Okay, there's two chants I'm supposed to do. One is a chant for miracles, and they're saying that's going to bust everything loose. And then the other chant is a chant of protection. And so, DC,
cool.
this is a chant that you can use if you came back and listened to the show, you could kind of take note. It looks like we're at about an hour, and you could go listen to it again. Although I would most happily, if you wanted to email me, I would be delighted to email you an actual recording of the chants if you wanted it. But
can
anyway, whatever you want. So, okay, which one am I supposed to do first, guys? Okay, they want me to do the chant for protection, then. Then we'll bust the thing open with the chant for miracles. Okay. Ad gude name, ju god gude name, sat gude name, siddhi guru deva name. Ad gude name, ju god gude name, sat gude name, siddhi guru deva name. Ad gude name, ju god gude name. Sat Gure Name, Siri Guru Deva Name. And just feel yourself surrounded by love and light, and you are fully, absolutely protected and loved. Okay, chant for miracles. How I've often seen this and how they've kind of shown to me is that it's not so much that something is a miracle, it's that it's like almost our mindset that we will be amazed when something happens, so it will feel like a miracle, if that differentiation makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, okay, here we go. Dun dun ram das guru janasidya dinesavadiya. Puri hoe karamat apasir janhare dhariya Sikki ate sangati parabrahma kar namaskariya Atala ata ho tolatu tera antana paravariya Jini tu sevya bokara setu de para utariya Laba loba kama krodha maho marakade tu dusapara variya Dana sotera tana hai sachatera pesa kariya Nanaka tu lehana tu hai guru amara tu vichariya Guru ditata mana sadariya Guru ditata mana sadariya.
Oh, beautiful.
Perfect. I have internet.
That was absolutely.
I'm sorry,
all we
what, Barbara?
Your chant. I said, all we needed was your chant.
I like it.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Good.
Elizabeth, I wanted to ask you, have you been putting like fresh plants and things in your house?
Can you say that again?
Oh, excuse me. I was wondering, have you been putting, like, any kind of fresh flowers or house plants in your house?
Because
I'm getting that the angels are saying this is going to bring you fresh, positive energy if you start, like, putting house plants and flowers around.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We
rejuvenate the energy, like, around the house, you know, and it's going to bring more positive, you know, energy as well.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
And, yeah, and just, you know what, I'm also getting, just, you know, keep your mindset really, like, positive and everything. And everything is working out for you. And, you know, I see the angels around you, and they're surrounding you with love as well. You're such a beautiful woman, so why wouldn't they? And just, I'm getting the letter C around you. I don't know if, like, if you, you know, at this time could, you know, connect with a C, but there's a person with a C name. It's going to be really significant.
Okay.
Okay. So I hope that the angels just wanted to, you know, give you a little bit back. You've given so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so thankful for the both of you. You've been totally amazing. You made my day. Totally, totally amazing. Well, Barbara always makes my day. She knows that. And I told her, Elizabeth, she's got to start using the name Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, not Barbara Reynolds.
I always call her Barbara Grace, but I like that, Barbara Amazing Grace.
The angels at some point one have been saying they have to start using Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. You know?
I love it.
Barbara, may I give you a message before I have to go here?
Of course.
Okay, what I'm getting, the angels are saying, you've been thinking about, like, different choices in your life, and the ones that you're thinking about, like, right now, they're the right ones for you. They're going to bring, you know, you the truest happiness, you know? So whatever you're thinking about, that's the right choices for you. And just, you know what, once you take the step, like, towards these choices, all I see for you is just, like, so much success. So you're manifesting
all right.
everything right now because you're a beautiful person and you help so many. So, like I said, success is coming your way. And I'm getting the letter F around you, Barbara. I don't know if you resonate with that presently.
Oh, can't think of anything with an F.
Yeah, I think it's probably a person, but just, you know, if they're not here yet, they'll be coming in soon. So just hold on to that. It could be a first name or a last name, but it will be the letter F.
Okay.
I
don't think I even know anyone with the letter F in their name.
You've done so much, and you've been changing, and like you said, your life has been changing substantially, and it's just going into the beautiful path of success that you so deserve.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You ladies are amazing.
And so
thank
are you,
you.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I haven't met you, and I'm just so blessed that I tuned in. The angel said, you know, get on there. Barbara has, you know, an amazing show, which every day there's an amazing show. But, you know, just get on there and, you know, and I was so, when I heard your voice, I just start laughing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is amazing. Yeah,
well,
I mean, it's so incredible.
Okay.
Goodness.
Well, when all my little buddies start dancing, I knew.
Yes, oh, my gosh. What a group there, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's totally, totally incredible. My goodness. Is your computer up and running?
Yes, it is. It is working perfectly
okay.
now, I think.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ladies, and you have a blessed afternoon. This has been the highlight of my day.
Yay. Much
well,
love.
And I'd like to hang out with you guys very quietly and just listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you. God bless.
You
bless
too,
you.
Sweetie. And DC is on my show the second Friday of every month.
Oh, sweet.
So she's kind of one of my regulars.
Yeah.
And she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. Does amazing angel readings. She's always giving, giving, giving. That's why they were telling her.
Yeah.
Pay attention to yourself.
No kidding.
Okay. So now I'm supposed to take this moment to do an advertisement. No, it's not an advertisement. It's an awareness. I offer free 20-minute discovery sessions at my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. All you have to do is click on the Schedule Now button, and you can arrange for your 20-minute free session where we will use Infinity Healing to work on issues in your life. This is so everyone can have a firsthand experience of Infinity Healing, because it is really amazing, and it has truly, truly changed my life. And so I want everyone to experience that, because it's so much fun.
You should experience it. It's changed my life, too. It's been awesome.
It's just amazing to me, but, you know, that's just me. But if you are interested in that, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, set up your own little session. We will work on whatever your issues are, and you can see if it makes a difference for you. And then once you have that experience, you can also join my group on Facebook, where we discuss different things about Infinity Healing, and I'll be giving them special offers and stuff like that. It's a brand new group. Started it when? Thursday?
I know, not that long ago.
Yeah, just the other day. Well, it feels like it's been there for a while.
I know.
But it's just an opportunity for people to evolve. That's one of the things that I've been learning a lot about lately. They're always talking about living larger, you know, always living larger, always being more, doing more, having more, always growing. They say that most of us,
yeah,
we keep ourselves, you know, in that little box, and we don't let ourselves grow. But in order to fully live and fully enjoy life, you've got to grow. If you're not growing, how can you be having fun, you know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Actually, you know, that's, I think I'm supposed to share with you kind of what happened to me this week. Then, speaking of living larger. So I have been, I don't know if you've heard of the book. There's a Japanese woman who wrote this book about something like the art of tidying up. And it's apparently, it's a little, it's a tiny little book. But apparently, it's like been on the New York Times bestseller list, and she's like sold, you know, 4 million copies or some crazy thing. And at first, I was I had started this book group, and the women wanted to read that, so I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I'm always trying to figure out how to clear things out, you know. And my husband calls what I do, he says I dense pack. Because even though we live in a small space, I've managed to fit so much stuff into the small space, you know. So anyway, with all that said, I was kind of making fun of the book a little bit at first. And I said, gosh, why did she even write the book? All she had to do was, because one of her premises is you hold each item and you ask yourself, does it spark joy? Well, I thought, well, I love that. That's perfect. That's profound. But I thought, why would she need to write a whole book about it? Well, then now I'm almost done reading the book, and I realize it's really an awesome book. She's actually very funny, but wonderful. Like, she talks about, for instance, she talks about your socks. And she says your socks should not be bunched, you know, bundled together. She says your socks need to be able to relax and have a vacation from being on your feet. So they shouldn't even be, you know, like roll. You know what I mean? How, you know, how you roll them together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love how she looks at things, like, kind of energetically. But she's not, I wouldn't say she's woo-woo necessarily, but it's really fun. So anyway, long, you know, kind of long lead in to what's happened with me. So this week I've been clearing out, and part of her premise is you start with your clothes, and you're supposed to take every single item of your clothing and pull it out and put it on the floor, and you have each item out. You know, nothing should be left in your closet space or whatever. And then you pick up each thing and you ask, does it spark joy? So then that's a way to figure out what to keep, right? And obviously we all have things. So I pulled out my box of stuff I've been saving for, I don't know how many years now, at least five, I would say, maybe more, of, and these are my thin clothes, right? My clothes for when I get thinner again. And they're things that I've had that I used to wear and that I cannot fit into anymore. So I let go of pretty much every single piece of those thin clothes. And think, you know, I saved a couple of things, but one was the dress I wore to when my husband and I got married. Okay, well, that makes sense. But so that was really hard for me because it was kind of like I had to let go of this idea that I was going to lose weight, right? But then it came to me, no, I am perfect exactly as I am right now. And that I don't need to hold on to my old self. And I felt so freed up. I cannot tell you. So Barbara Grace, when you're talking about living a larger, you know, larger life, it was like, okay. And so you know what I mean? I mean, I know you know what I mean. I would say that. But it's so it felt so liberating and really lovely to just – like embrace, and I've been working on it for a long time, embracing the me that is, you know, I'm a full-figured, you know, abundant, whatever, woman. And, you know, it doesn't stop me from dancing with much vigor and silliness and my dolphin dancing and all that. It doesn't stop me from riding my bike. It doesn't stop me from hiking, you know. It doesn't really stop me from anything except for I would keep coming up against this, oh, but I have to lose 30 pounds or else it's not quite right, you know. So anyway, right. I'm just, you know, anyway, living larger. Even though I know that's not exactly what you were talking about, but but you know,
well, you
exactly
know,
what I mean, I think.
After we pass a certain age, and I'm sure they've told us what that age is, I don't remember what it is, it's kind of normal for our bodies to start accumulating extra.
Right, right.
And we fight really hard for that not to happen, or we decide that we hate ourselves because it is happening.
Right,
so
right.
You're actually expanding your love for yourself, so that's what your living larger is.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And that's wonderful.
It. Yeah, it feels good. And I have never wanted to buy into the whole, like, oh, once you're in menopause, you know, then you're going to just hold weight and whatever. And because I don't want to buy into any of the old earth stuff, right? So I'm trying to just really, I mean, just working to be in this appreciation. Okay, my body is more abundant right now. I'm just not going to worry about it. I'm enjoying my life. I love my husband. My husband loves me. We have fun. We're doing all the things we want to do. So let go of this last little piece of that it's not okay, you know, to have this abundant, you know, voluptuous. I used to tell my ex-husband I had the perfect body for living at the turn of the century, you know, back in 1900. All I needed was a corset, you know, because that was really in then. It was really in to have this abundant, you remember, you know? So give me a damn corset and I'm in. So I'm sure I'm getting, the angels are telling me, because part of me is like, oh, you know, I didn't want to go on about myself. But I am getting that this is pertinent and important for there's others out there hearing this and that it's significant. I mean, obviously, it's a big issue for many, many people. So many of us women are hard on ourselves. You know, we don't let ourselves eat the foods we like because we think we must lose weight or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's about living healthy and enjoying your life and blah, 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 all that good stuff.
and knowing what is actually important, which is you.
Yeah.
And that's a really big shift for a lot of people. Yes,
it really is. It really, really is.
Okay, so tell people once again where they can find you.
Okay. If anybody wanted to email me, it's elizabethsadu@gmail.com, and it's Elizabeth with a Z-E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, Sadu, no spaces or underscores or anything, S as in Sam, A, D as in dog, H-U. @gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu. Mataji is, it came to me that I was supposed to put that in there one day, and it's the name that my children call me. It means beloved or respected mother. And somehow I was getting that I needed to have that in there because of, well, I wasn't even completely sure. I just went with it because it felt like I was what I was supposed to do. But the angels are telling me now that it's something to do with Mother Earth and kind of that being that Mata, that it's a really significant part of me. And so anyway, I'll just go with it. Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu on Facebook. Love to connect with you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Barbara Grace.
And... okay, there's something else. What is it? I have no idea. It's gone. Okay, well then I'll just pretend that it was never there. I just love it when I can feel that there's something there, but then it's like, oh, I can't find it, but it's there.
I know. That little wisp of smoke floating away.
Well, a friend of mine calls them brain farts.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. At least they aren't smelly brain farts, so we're okay. Oh, life is so interesting and so much fun when we let it be.
Yes, super fun. Well, it's always such a joy to be on the show with you, Barbara Grace.
And it's always such a joy to have you on the show.
We do have a good time.
We really do. Which is nice. Okay, so there's a message that they want to give for everyone who's listening to the show. Okay, so I will just let that message flow. And this is for all of you, beloved ones. This is a time of change. And we know it's always been a time of change. Things have always been changing, and they always will be changing. But this is a time of change because the changes are more intense for so many of you. They are bigger than they've ever been before. You have an opportunity to evolve into truly a grander version of yourself than you have ever imagined. So embrace the change. Embrace yourself. Start living your life out loud. You know, just be who you are and don't be afraid of what anybody else says or what anybody else thinks because, frankly, their opinions don't matter to you. And it's not that we're telling you to become these narcissistic people who completely ignore everybody else. What we're telling you is to value yourself, to let your approval be enough for you. To let your love of you be enough for you. To stop looking outside of yourself for the comfort, for the joy, for the acceptance, or whatever it is you're looking outside yourself for, because it is already within you. And if you are having problems connecting with the truth within yourself, then find someone who can help you make that connection. You have been listening to two perfectly wonderful and lovely ladies today who are here to help you. Let them. Connect with them. If it resonates with you, do it. Invest that time and energy and money in your own beauty, your own magnificence, your own growth. Invest it in you. What is more important in your life than you? And if you actually came up with an answer, that's the first thing you need to work on. Because there shouldn't be anything more important in your life than you. There shouldn't be anyone more important in your life than you. You are the center of your own universe. And you are creating everything you are experiencing in your life because it's helping you to learn what you want to learn, to experience what you want to experience. It's not about them. It never has been. You're not responsible for them. Don't take on their crap. It's not yours. Focus on you. Be the best you that you can possibly be. And by doing that, you are making the world a better place. Because as you let your light shine brighter and brighter, more and more people see it. More and more people say, I want to be like that. More and more people start looking within themselves, start opening up to who they are, start allowing their light to shine. So you are a shining example. Let yourself shine. Be who you truly are. And don't ever be afraid to ask for help. We know that many of you have learned this lesson lately, especially our dear Elizabeth, and we appreciate the fact that she listened. So we hope that you all go out there and become who you truly are. And don't forget, we're with you. Ask. Anytime you need anything, just ask. We love you. Be well. Okay. That was the message.
Beautiful.
Okay, we only have 2 minutes, but we have a caller.
Okay.
So, if you talk really fast. Here you go, 609. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. What can we do for you?
I'd just like to know, what do you see coming up for me for, like, next month?
In any particular area?
No, just something in general.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, do you have a quick message for Tabitha?
They're telling me, hi, Tabitha, this is Elizabeth. They're telling me, hello. They're telling me, why do you want to know? They say, enjoy your day today. Enjoy your minute this minute. Enjoy your hour this hour. And let it go. And that was it.
Yes, Jeremy, that's a good one. That was a good one. I messed up and did something I wasn't supposed to do, and it's kind of tearing me up a little bit.
Yeah. Put a love blanket on yourself, honey. Imagine the angel's wings are enfolding you and comforting you, and you are totally taken care of. And be kind to you. Be kind to you. And be in the moment. Really just the word we like to use a lot is wallow. Wallow in that moment and wallow in, imagine those angel wings are just enfolding you and encasing you in a major love blanket. It feels so good, and it's the most comforting thing you could imagine.
Well, do you see me moving?
They're shaking
their
heads.
Tabitha?
No.
Oh, okay, you heard her.
Yeah, they're shaking their heads no, like we don't know, and if we know, we aren't saying. They don't like to predict the future because things can shift so rapidly in this world. They're wanting you. They're just really their main message for you is to be in this moment, in this exact moment, and that it will all unfold and it will unfold beautifully. But if you don't live in the moment, you're going to miss the signs. And if you don't live in the moment, you're going to miss the little, you're going to have signposts, you're going to have, sometimes you're going to have neon. But if you're so focused on looking out to the future, you're going to miss all those signs and you aren't going to know what your path is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Barbara Grace.
Well, what I'm hearing, Tabitha, is, okay, they're talking about the fact, they want me to talk about the fact that we create what we experience. So if there is something in particular that you want to happen in your life, then make that your goal, make that what you focus on, and then take the steps that feel right for achieving that. That way you don't have to wonder what's coming up in your future because you are creating your own future right now. And if you live your life from that point of view, then there's really no worry, no guesswork involved because everything is as you are creating it to be. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling, Tabitha, and
thank you.
I hope you create a wonderful,
many blessings.
Wonderful life. Okay, Elizabeth, your time is up. You've got to go dance now.
That's right, honey.
Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me, sweetie. Much love to you.
Much love to you, too. And you guys just
okay.
Have a fun weekend.
We sure will. Thanks, honey. Bye-bye.
I know you will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to everyone else for listening and joining in the show and asking your questions and being who you are. I will be back on Tuesday. And then next Friday, my guest will be Sprinkles Nixon. So Sprinkles is a lot of fun, too. So come back and join us then. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.